Good Sunday morning. It's March 3rd, 2024. This is Philly Speaks, and I hail live from E. Stephen Collins Studios. Welcome, Philly Speaks, on RNB 100.3. I'm your host, Dr. R.G. Allen Wilson, and I'm filling in for my favorite Senator Vincent Hughes. Currently, the weather this morning is 42 degrees, and the expected high in Philadelphia will be 66, and it's going to be sunny all day. What a day. What a way to start a Sunday. Happy March, happy Women's History Month, and happy Sisterhood Month. Listen, all of our listeners can call in and join the conversation at 215-263-1003. That's 215-263-1003. We got DJ Tactic helping us out and as our engineer this morning in the studio.
Good morning.
We got my husband, my life partner, my business partner, the Driving Miss Daisy partner in the studio, live here in the E. Stephen Collins studio. And so I want you all to just sit back and relax. We've got some great, great guests. Listen, you know what? You know, when I'm hosting, it's interesting, or co-hosting, and when I'm the expert, that feels a little bit different. And you know, when I'm here, Eric, DJ Tactic, when I come in with the senator, he's running late, usually. And then he says, oh, I just picked Morgan and RG up, you know, from City Line Avenue or something. So this morning, I made sure that I was
This morning you broke
time.
In. This morning you broke in.
Evidently, I broke in.
Who gave you those keys?
We left Senator somewhere. I don't know. He's in California hanging out with his boo or something like that.
Man.
I don't know. But, you know, it's a surreal feeling, Eric, for me, because E. Stephen Collins was the first person that invited me to radio. A lot of people don't know that. You know how sometimes people start having revisionist history and they think that they were the ones? Well, I'm here to tell you it was E. who called me up and invited me to be on Philly Speaks.
No doubt.
And then he introduced me to the senator. And after he introduced me to senator, I continued to work with him on the Breaking the Silence campaign and the Shedding the Stigma campaign around mental health. And now we've been rocking for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of surreal. I feel like I have two big brothers. I have one that's watching over me. Thank you, E. And I have my senator who rocks with me. And then I have, of course, my love partner, Morgan E. Wilson Jr., that just hangs out with me kind of day and night.
Yeah, hype man with the plan.
And so, you know, as I think about Women's History Month, I think, like, wow, we've come such a long way, E., as women. You know, it wasn't long ago where we were engaging in the women's suffrage movement and where women didn't have the right to vote. We still have a long way to go with women who are making less money than men for doing the same job. And yet, here in Philadelphia, we have the 100th mayor, who happens to be my soror, Sherelle Parker, Madam Mayor Sherelle Parker, who is a Black woman.
Yes.
And so I feel like we've come a long way on this road, but we got a long way to go. What do you think?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah,
We're getting there. We're a lot further than where we came from. There's a lot further we need to go, and let's keep moving forward.
We got
forward movement.
We got to put in the work, though. You know,
right.
All hands on deck. There's a lot going on, specifically in Philadelphia. This platform is about Philly Speaks. We want to make sure that our listeners are engaged in what I like to call the courageous conversation that connects. And so for those who want to engage in the conversation,
actually,
feel free.
Yeah, so it's a different call-in number.
Oh, tell me, what's the call-in number?
On this side, it's 610-538-1130. That's correct.
Okay. So the senator gave me the wrong number.
Yes, he did.
So, all right. So if you guys want to call in and get in the conversation, call in to 610-538-1130. That's 610-538-1130. I'd love to have a courageous conversation with you all. We're going to have some amazing guests come on. Our first guest, I'm not sure if he's ready.
Yep.
His name is Ryan Boyer. Ryan Boyer, welcome to Philly Speaks.
Thank you. It's funny to hear your story about Senator being late.
Well, he usually just runs in when his wife is going, victory is won.
And he's like, and I'm here.
You know, that's an inside joke because, you know, he immediately comes on, I am Senator Vincent Hughes. I am. Like he's been here for 10 minutes.
Oh my God! I'm not sure.
I love the way that you introduced your husband.
Yes.
I think that if we're going to reclaim our communities back, we have to reclaim marriage. We have to make it cool. We have to make it a place that people want to go. And every time I see you guys out, you look like you're having fun. You look like you love each other. And y'all both are so fly and attractive.
Always well-dressed, too. They're always well-dressed, too.
Oh, superly Natalie.
They look marvelous.
Yeah, they look spectacular.
They look marvelous.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate
the example, and you never know when people are looking at you and taking their cues and saying, look, wow, if I could be like that, you know, relationship goals type of thing, and we need more of you in our community.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you, man.
So listen, Ryan, thank you so much for that. To be honest with you, you know, we're not specifically talking today about marriage and relationships, but I feel like we live it every day. You're absolutely right. People are watching you. They're taking their cues from you. And it's not that you should be walking around pretending, but at the end of the day, you know, if you found your life partner or partners, that is what I believe we need to be doing for the rest of the world. Ultimately, you know, we serve as a model every single day.
Every day that you walk around, you're a model and you're on display. And, you know, that was just my two cents. But that wasn't the conversation, but I had to say that.
No, I so appreciate it. And I so appreciate what you do because you and I, we go way back. And we've known each other for a really long time. And I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. You are the chair of Cheney University's Council of Trustees. I hail from the HBCU, Howard University. Yesterday, we celebrated our Charter Day, and you were appointed by the governor.
I spent a lot of money on Howard. My son graduated from Howard.
I know your son. Your son was at Howard,
very
right?
Well acquainted. Yes, he went to Howard. Yes, he graduated from Howard. So a lot of my money went to Washington, D.C.
I'm absolutely sure. Absolutely sure. So listen, in addition, I was saying a little bit earlier when we were doing a live that you were the chair of the transition committee. And that's one of the ways that we got to work together with Mayor Sherelle Parker and the transition team. And then you continue to do wonderful work with the building and construction trades. And then there's just so many other things. When I was looking at your bio, I was like, well, Ryan, when do you sleep?
Listen, I believe that we have a commission from the Creator to come here and make the world a better place. And while we have these temporary titles or responsibilities that we have to execute for the benefit of our community, if you look at our history, there are very few opportunities we get. When we get them, we must execute with, first of all, integrity. And second of all, we have to be narrowly focused on helping the people that need the help the most. I mean, if you look at Senator Hughes, if you look at you, you're one of the finest therapists in the country, but you choose to work with our people. That is a sacrifice financially, but it's rewarding in other ways. And you do it, so you get to sleep when you get to sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. It's the work that we're called to do. And I heard somebody say that, you know, it's never hard work if it's your heart's work. You know, I take issue with it. I still think it's hard work. But I also think that if it's from your heart and you're doing the work that God has called us to do, then we're on mission, you know, and we're creating a movement for our people. So I want to hear, Ryan, what's going on at Cheney, because from my understanding, there's an accreditation issue. And, you know, our HBCUs, they are under attack. And we knew that was going to happen as the first vice president of this great United States, or yet to be United States, came in office, who came from an HBCU, we understood that when the spotlight is on us, then the attacks are imminent.
I want to be very clear. What's happening to Cheney is both unfair, it's arbitrary, and it's capricious. We had middle states, they sent the team. They send teams to schools for accreditation every 5 years. The team comes and they give a recommendation to middle states. The first team came. They gave a recommendation that Cheney had no findings and that accreditation should be granted. That team was led by Dr. Allen, who is the president of Delaware State University, and he chairs the President Biden's Commission on African American College. Very accomplished guy. Mm-hmm. They said, "Well, no, maybe he's too close. You know, they're sort of close. They're HBCU, and you know, maybe let's send someone else." So they sent another team, led by a woman who was a Caucasian woman whom I don't know. But she came back and they did a rigorous evaluation, same thing, that Cheney was in great shape. And not only was in great shape, but was thriving. Other than Westchester University and Penn State, Cheney had the most, by percentage, growth in enrollment in the whole Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So, we grew our students by almost 10%, which is unheard of. After COVID and as the movement from people to divest from college and the average GPA score that we were getting the students that went up, you know, our financial picture was rosy. We were raising money. We had partnerships with Star Institute and some other places where we get our students great internships on campus in the life sciences business. We had a hemp place come up to Cheney, and we had other just one of our most innovative stories. And the chancellor of the school system, which came from California, we have nothing. He loves Cheney, a great man. And he was at our press conference. This is unheard of. They've never not taken opinion of their team that they sent. Those people work for them. They don't work for Cheney. They work for Middle States.
Mm.
And they decided to put us on probation, and we're fighting it. We have Governor Shapiro that's with us, Alan Greenspan with us. I'm going to talk to the President of the United States. This has me pissed off, and I just don't understand why. I mean, I do understand why. When you find out that we sit on 208 acres of pristine land, the most expensive and exclusive county in Pennsylvania, you kind of get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sit on Delaware and Chester County right in the middle, and if you go up there, the campus is pristine. It's a beautiful campus, and there's a lot of developmental opportunities because we're also 2 minutes from Route 3. And as a builder myself, I understand the value of land, and I know what you could do with land, and I'm starting to believe that it's not a coincidence that this happened to us, and it continues to happen. Cheney, prior to me getting there, they've always been fighting for their survival, and I don't understand it. If you look at what Cheney represents, right, the oldest educational institution for Black people in America. Let's forget the degree grant part. But think about pre-Civil War.
Mm.
They had the audacity to illegally educate Black Americans.
Wow.
And has been doing that consistently before the Civil War.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the whole Black middle class, the bourgeoisie of our community early, they all have some roots in Cheney University. I told Octavius Cato, all the first doctors, all the first lawyers, they went through either the Pennsylvania Normal School, which was Cheney's first name, or Cheney University.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a fact. That's an historical fact. And we cannot allow our our institutions to be in bondage while our children fight about a conflict that's over 5,000 miles away. We need to engage everyone in this fight.
So, Ryan, what do we as the community need to do? Because you're absolutely right. When you think about what is at stake, my aunt, somebody who I adored, who's also a Delta, she's gone home to glory now, but she started at Cheney University when it was a teacher school. And, you know, mm-hmm. so many other people that I know that I had a touch point at Cheney. I heard Joy Reid say this at one of our conferences. She said, people don't want to steal what's not valuable. And to your point about where it's located, you being a builder, you knowing land, you know the value of these brilliant Black young people and what they can do in the community as they continue to rise up. And so, you know, that's why we're under attack. So what do the listeners need to know about what we need to do?
Is it disinfecting the light? We need to make this an issue. We need to let everyone understand that we are united as a community, that we value it, and that we want to preserve and save it. Let's be honest, right? I deal with factual. I deal with the world is. Right now, we're going to have one of the most consequential presidential elections in our world's history. That's just a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia and those counties tell everybody in the Democratic Party, hello, we want you guys to win, but we need to save our cultural heritage and we need to be treated fairly. We don't want to be treated any differently than any other college or university. Judge us by the same standards, but don't change the goal line. Don't do that. And if we put enough pressure on everybody, there are governmental entities that can intervene and give us a fair shot. Because I don't want to call it a favor, RG.
Yeah.
I just want them to do what they've been doing for the last 80 years that they've been accredited in colleges.
Yeah,
that's it.
Do the right thing.
Follow a recommendation of the committee that you sent. That's it. I don't want any... And I don't want it to think as a favor, look like a favor. I want you to right the wrong. That's it.
That's right. I got you. Well, so much. Thank you so much, Ryan, for shedding a light on this. We're going to continue to put the pressure on. I'm so glad that you came on to share with the listeners what's going on. We got to keep this conversation going. So, and continue to keep doing the work that you're doing because you're definitely making a difference. And I am proud to call you my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. And happy Women's Month. You're making women's history, as is our mayor. Thank you very much.
All right.
And
thank
Ryan,
you, Ryan.
Before you go, how do we get in touch with you?
Oh, you can get in touch with me via email is the best way.
All right.
It's rboyer@ldcphilly.org. rboyer@ldcphilly.org. I have my phone attached to me as an appendage. I check my emails probably more frequently than most people.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Ryan. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for your listeners. We're going to take a quick break, and this is Philly Speaks, R&B 100.3. We will be right back.